Debo looked good.
Yeah.
Debo's strong. How much do you think Debo squats?
Probably a little less than me, a little bit more than DK Metcalf.
All right, let's wrap up the previous week. We didn't have a ton of games from the Western Standard Six. Let's first talk about the Monday night game, in which the Cardinals just trounced America's team.
Yeah.
I saw a little, it wasn't a meme, it was a tweet that said, on November 3rd, can we elect a new America's team in the NFL? And it also showed the caption, I think, of the Cards being up something like 38-3. Along those lines. So Kyler Murray played well. He showed a little rust. Hopkins didn't have a huge game. Fitz looks like he's there just collecting checks. Christian Kirk showed up in a big way with the 80-yard touchdown. Drizzy Drake had a long run, 69, to cap the game. Mike McCarthy, it was said that he's an analytical guy. I think he's fool's gold, as you would say, as the head coach of the Cowboys. What did you see in this game?
Mike McCarthy might be an unemployment guy. I saw three things, three data points. K-Win's data here. 261, 97, and 2. The Cardinals rushed for 261 yards. The Cowboys only rushed for 97 and 2. Zeke fumbles in the first half was really the game changer. And if we look at the Cowboys, so-called America's team, they only have two wins this year. And let's walk through them. One win is against the Falcons, who are 1-5, and they won by 1 point. Their other win is against the Giants, who are 0-5, and that was by 3 points. So they're 4 points away from being 0-6. And because of that, they are no longer America's team because they should be 0-6. Instead, they're just going to be awful and not make the playoffs. And Red Rocket, I'm sorry, but I might have to cut you from our fantasy football team.
So you picked him up, and he was the reason we lost this week.
Yeah.
Well done, K-Win. Maybe he was better on the Bengals. All right, let's talk about your game. I'm going to let you lead this because it was two teams in your jurisdiction. You have the Rams. You have the Niners. McVay looked like he had his arms crossed 99% of the game in frustration. And it looked like Goff might have lost his – I don't know how he's Jordan cleats, by the way. Those are amazing. But yeah, he shouldn't be wearing them with the way he played. Cooper Kupp, catch the ball. But that's just me. What'd you see?
Jimmy G threw for 268 yards and 3 touchdowns. He got all his offensive weapons in the game early with Kittle, Ayuk, even Debo. And they had 3 touchdowns in the first half, and then they just cruised. They just limited the Rams enough. They had too much momentum. And the Niners are back to 500, and people are now saying, do they have a shot at making the playoffs? And I just think it was the case of the Niners had a better game plan, and the Rams, I don't think they're as good as their record states. And so we will see this coming week when the Niners go to Gillette and the Rams host the 5-1 Bears.
And I agree with you. It's kind of that game where you beat a team that's over 500 to say, you know, we're back. Debo looked good.
Yeah.
Debo's strong. How much do you think Debo squats?
Probably a little less than me, a little bit more than DK Metcalf.
But to that point, he looked great. There's a lot of weapons if they're healthy on the Niners. And so you could see them maybe sneaking. But here's what's going to happen is it's similar to the Pac-12 where the NFC West is going to beat up on each other now when we come up in the conference games. So here's one thing I didn't mention, which I think we need to do in coming up as we preview. We've already wrapped up week 6. Let's go into
week six. Not yet. We haven't named a player of the week. Don't try to like get out of it because the Seahawks aren't playing. Jimmy G is my player of the week.
Oh, no.
Jimmy G. Woo! Let's go. Who's player of the week? You'll pick someone on the Cardinals. I know.
No, I'll give it to Debo. Debo showed up. Debo showed up and he showed out, if that's still a term. But I'll give it to Debo. He played well. Kyler, I have a feeling, I don't know who your backup QB is, but you could have put in the starting quarterback for Texas A&M and had them run all over the Cowboys. So I'll give it to Deebo Samuel. Perfect. Week 7?
Let's get into it.
All right, so we're doing something a little different here. And not indifferent in the way of previewing games, but I thought it would be funny. Did you see this? Did you watch this? Did you listen to this? The mascot, Ohio State versus Ohio, what happened? It's been 10 years.
I haven't heard about that, but you did tell me, and I looked up the Mike Leach mascot story.
Okay, so Mike Leach has been known to talk about who wins versus mascots. We got a full slate of the Western Standard Six. We got a couple teams playing each other in the Western Standard Six. So let's preview the games and let's talk about what mascot would win in a fight to the death.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh,
gladiator fight.
What if that determined who won the game in a tie? Bring the mascots out.
We're going to go into overtime. But instead of the coin toss, the mascots are going to go at it to see who wins.
All right. So why don't we start here? Let's start with the two teams that are both in our jurisdiction that are mashed up, Western Standard Six. And this is the Sunday night game, bird-on-bird matchup. If you watch that Dallas game with the Cards, there's a lot of UW. You got Buda Baker, who's leading that secondary now. Murphy Jr., who's a very, very good nickelback. You got Cliff, who's one of the youngest head coaches versus one of the oldest in Pete Carroll. Essentially, you have an Osprey versus a Cardinal. So a Seahawk is apparently an Osprey, in my opinion, or I guess from what I've read, from what I researched, from what our intern gave me. So who wins the game, K-Win? And then who wins the mascot battle?
All right, before I answer those questions, I'm going to go into some data here. So Jamal Adams, Seattle's defensive game changer, has been out with a growing injury. Well, Chandler Jones, Arizona's elite pass rusher, is out with a bicep injury. This is why I think it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be Russ versus Kyler. It's going to be awesome. And Seattle's given up the second most total passing yards this season. The Cardinals' D is much better, but three of their four wins. I want to get into these wins, because everyone just talks about the record, but three of their four wins are against the lowly Jets, the anemic offense of the Washington football team, and the Dak-less Cowboys. And because of that, no one will be able to pressure Russ. And I got the Seahawks winning 34-31 in a shootout. Your second question about the mascot, it's a draw. They are really both holding out. No one's fighting, because they have to get healthy, because there's going to be playoffs for both of these teams. So the mascots are not fighting in this one. It is a draw.
So the birds are coming together, shaking hands and saying, well, we'll see you in the playoffs?
Okay. Yes.
I agree with you. I think what we saw from Kyler Murray last week, he only, I think, went 9 of 24 for 188 yards, big play. I think the Seahawks will figure that out, limit him. They'll also make sure that they keep him in the pocket, make him more of a passer than a run first, pass second type mentality. So I will take the Hawks. I believe it's going to be a shootout as well. And I'll take the draw. I like that. Okay. The Cardinal and the Osprey shake hands. I see in the playoffs. Let's go to Niners and Pats.
Yes.
Out in Gillette. Jimmy G coming back to Gillette. Niners coming off a big win. Pats, Cam, Ailing, Edelman, Hurt, who knows? Who wins this game? And then I'll get into the mascots after you talk a little bit about your Niners and the potential for them coming out of Gillette and traveling back west with the win.
All the single women in New England are happy and excited for this weekend. Their calendars are marked. Jimmy G, the Foxborough future, is back in town. But you know what? It's not going to be about Jimmy. It's not going to be about Cam. It's going to be a battle in the trenches. It's going to come down to the running game and the defense on both teams, because it's going to be Belichick's defensive scheme against Robert Saleh's defensive scheme. And I'm giving a slight edge to the Pats, because they have a running quarterback to go with their running game, and they have Stephen Gilmore back from COVID. So with that being said, Jimmy G does it again. He breaks their hearts. The Niners will win a low-scoring game, 17-14. I got the Niners. As far as the fight between the two mascots.
Wait, can I give you the names?
Yes, please give me the names.
You have the 49er named Sourdough Sam versus Pat the Patriot. Very similar personas. You'd have to imagine they're on the streets of Foxborough, maybe coming down the entry tunnel, and they've got six shooters in their ways. Who's winning?
They're going to head out there. They're going to start fighting. And then all the single women in the stands are going to be coming down, trying to get a selfie with Jimmy G. The mascots have to go save the day. Another draw.
Okay, here's my thing about this game. So you have New England playing San Francisco. The Hawks already beat New England. But I think coming out of that game, everyone said, Cam looks like the Cam of old. So here's what I believe. If the Cam looks like he did against the Seahawks, which I don't know if he will, if he won't, but I believe he will, New England will win. Now, that said, Edelman is out. The wide receivers, N'Keal Harry from ASU, has been touched up. I'm going to give the slight edge to San Fran. Like you said, they win 21-17. But Sourdough Sam, I'm sorry, buddy. Pat the Patriot's taking you down. He looks – have you seen him on the helmets? He's in a three-point stance ready to take you down, Sourdough Sam. All right, Jacksonville coming into L.A. Two Pac-12 quarterbacks, K-Win. Yes. Two Pac-12 quarterbacks. I think we have two Pac-12 quarterbacks facing off in the Western Senior Six, oddly enough, which is great to see. So we got Herbert versus Minshew. Two very different guys.
Yes.
Quiet, non-mustached Herbert versus outgoing and mustached in Minshew. So J-Mo, who does J-Mo like more, Herbert or Minshew?
Herbert. She's a Chargers fan.
Okay. So Gardner's QBR is 62.2. This comes from our intern. Herbert's 71.6. Turmoil in Jacksonville. Is Herbert going to start the game? Is he not?
Yes, Herbert's going to start the game.
Eckler's out. Justin Jackson. You got Joshua Kelly. There's a lot of question marks in this game, K-Win. So who wins? Not only the game, but the mascot fight versus Boltman or Jackson Deville. And this is apparently like a Jaguar. Wow. Jackson Deville. Jaguar versus Boltman.
Okay. So we got the Coug versus the Duck. We got the mustache versus the mini mullet. Minshew versus Herbert. I'm going Herbert. I think he gets his first win. And the only thing more questionable in this game is the Jacksonville secondary. So I got the Chargers winning this one. And I got Boltman with the help of the Southern California Santa Ana Winds. He's going to take down that Jacksonville mascot. Two wins for the Chargers on Sunday. Let's go.
Here's what I can see happening. We've talked about Herbert in the proactive. Maybe a little acting going on. Boom. Win over Herbert. As a Coug, I would hate to see that. Or excuse me, win over Minshew. I would hate to see that. He grows a mustache. And all of a sudden, he becomes the spokesman for the stadium behind you. Gillette. It all comes together, K-Win.
I like it.
Herbert gets his first win. I agree with you. I think Keenan Allen being back, having a week of rest helps them. Justin Jackson and Joshua Kelly, dual threat in the backfield. I think that will help them too. Eckler's not such a big deal, but Herbert gets his first win. I'm going to get 21 to, it's going to be a little high scoring then. I'll go 31-14 and a big one for the Chargers. They get their second win. Herbert gets his first win. And I agree with you. I think Boltman takes down Jackson DeVille. He's out of his – I mean, I don't see any Jaguars in Southern California, do you?
I don't either.
Okay. All right. Probably the most intriguing matchup to me in the way of the Western Standard Six this week It is the Raiders versus the Bucs. I will ask
Brady versus Gruden. Wow.
Brady versus Gruden. I will ask you this. What do you think Gronk is going to do the night before?
Hopefully watch footage of his first touchdown in 18 months from last week and get another one.
The Raiders are coming off a big win against the Chiefs. K-Win, you have the Raiders making the playoffs. Yeah. I will say this. I may jump on that bandwagon, but they have to win this game.
Whoa. Okay.
I think that this is a must win. Brady, they're traveling across country. And I'd love to tout the home field advantage for the Raiders in Vegas, but it hasn't really showed itself so far this year. But I will start here. I think the Raiders, having Josh Jacobs and Henry Ruggs both in the lineup, they're undefeated. Yes. And they're both in the lineup this week. So I got the Raiders winning, and then I will save the fight between the Raider rusher and Captain Fear for after your pick.
The young Tampa Bay defense gets lost with all the star power on offense. Brady, Gronk, Evans, Goodwin. But the key matchup will be the Bucs' young cornerback, Carlton Davis, going against Henry Ruggs. And I think Davis will slow down Ruggs in the Raiders' offense. Because if you look last week, Aaron Rodgers only threw for 168 yards. Devontae Adams only caught 6 passes. They slow down the Raiders' offense. And I've got the Bucs winning that game. And I have Captain Fear using his pirate ship and his cannonballs to take down the Raider rusher.
Well, here's the thing. Las Vegas is landlocked. So where's his boats going to come in? There's no port in Vegas.
Well, this game is in Tampa, isn't it?
That's where I think you're wrong.
Well, then he can still get cannonballs and shoot them.
From the top of the Wynn Casino.
Yes.
All right. We got a Monday night football game, too. We got Sunday night. We got Monday night. It's a big week for the Western Standard Six. So we got the Rams, Fool's Gold versus the Bears. Emphasis on the Bears. Like Ditka. And the Bears are 5-1?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that until I was doing research this week.
This seems like it's going to be like, what would the equivalent be? Because the Rams are 4-2. The Bears are 5-1. You'd think, oh, this is going to be a good matchup of two good football teams.
This would be like if the Mariners played the Royals in week 3 of Major League Baseball and both teams were in first place just because they hadn't played anyone else.
Well, I'm going to call this the matchup of imposters. Like, you don't know who they are. Like, no. Who are you good? I don't know. Like, Nick Foles. But we do have two all Pac-12 quarterback matchups. Yeah, Goff versus Foles. So, Arizona versus Cal. We both know we probably would have gone to Arizona versus Cal, given the choice. No offense, Marshawn. But give me who wins the game, and then give me who wins. Rampage the Ram versus Staley DeBear. And let me say this. This is the first time I think it's like this is a mascot fight that could take place on the side of a mountain to the death.
Okay, noted. Side of mountain to death. We saw who the real Rams were last week against the 49ers. We do not know who the real 5-1 Bears are. So for that, I'm rolling with the run first Rams. I got Cal over Arizona. I got Goff over Foles. And the only thing softer than the Rams schedule is their mascot. So I'm going with the Bear in that fight.
The Rams looked out of sorts. Goff didn't look like, well, honestly, let me say this. Cooper Kupp, Eastern Washington, catch the ball and they might have it. They would have had a much better chance in that game last week. But I think he catches the ball this week. I think the Rams win. I think the Bears are softer, but I agree. I've actually seen a Ram descend down the side of a hill.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I'm built like a bear, and there's no way I could have done that. I would have fallen down the hill before I even want to come into the Rams. So I got the Ram beating the Bear, and I got the Rams beating the Bears. All right, you want to recap?
We both have the Cardinals, or excuse me, the Seahawks beating the Cardinals. We both have the Niners beating the Pats in Gillette Stadium. We both have the Chargers beating the Zags. Herbert gets his first win. We're conflicted, though. I don't remember. Do you have Bucks or Raiders? You got Raiders, right?
Did I make a pick? I don't think I made a pick. I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm going to roll with Vegas. It's in Vegas.
Yes.
Gronk's going to be asleep at the Cosmo through the game.
And I thought the game was in Tampa, but it still doesn't matter that it's in Vegas. I'm still going the Bucks over the Raiders. And we both have the run first Rams over the Bears.
The Bears. WST, the Western Standard 6. So far this year, K-Win, our record, I think we represent, if we picked six teams of the NFL, we'd be pretty good. 20 wins, 13 losses.
Not bad.
Big Ben and K-Win.
WST Podcast. We lost two straight in our fantasy football team, but we're back. We picked up Herbert. We also got Ruggs. I don't know what these people are doing on the waiver wire. We got Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, CeeDee Lamb, and now we got Ruggs.
We don't Herbert. Like receivers over 6 feet, apparently.
No. But if you would have told me this, we would have lost Christian McCaffrey, our number one pick, in week two. Then having 2 or 4 and 3 going into week 8 when CMC's coming back. Wow, WSC Podcast is ready for that stretch run. Fantasy football, gotta love it.
All right, WSD Podcast, find us, WSD underscore podcast on both Instagram and Twitter. Wherever you're getting a podcast, rate and review us. Sponsored by 88 Acres, Big Ben and K-Win breaking down week 7 of the NFL. It's going to be a fun one, K-Win, mascot battles and so forth. So listen in, tune in. We'll come up next week. FP Santangelo, Jamie Sire, we got a lot coming up. Big Ben and K-Win, WSD Podcast.
We're out. No Filter Network. Check us out. Boom.
Boom. Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
I am not too far from CenturyLink, where a game will not happen this weekend. Yeah. But, K-Win, two of our Western Standard 6 have been flexed into the Sunday night game.
Ooh, that's great.
And you know what? COVID. I'm sorry, but this just compounds my... hate isn't the right word. Ooh. But I would be in Scottsdale this weekend, taking in this wonderful game.
You still can. Put a mask on, get an aisle seat on Southwest and go.
Would not be the same.
Yeah.
So I personally enjoy going to the game down in Arizona every year. One, because I had a place in Scottsdale. That's not to tout anything, but it's the fact that I've had friends down there. We went to the lowest scoring tie ever, 9-9. And that was with me, Clay, and Hans sitting in the third deck, as high as you can go. And at one point, the beer guy goes, I'm not coming up there anymore. He had to form a manufacturing line to get us beers up there.
Wow.
And I will say it's a game that I'm going to miss. You know, it's one
this
of those
year, things. You'll be back there next year.
I will be back there next year. That is one thing. So do you want to get into it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the week 6 recap. Because
and the Seahawks, after they lose this week, they might be back in Arizona as the Cardinals are hosting them for like a wild card game.
No, that joke doesn't fly.